This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Presidential campaigns, as we all know, are replete with promises. And whoever wins, Republican or Democrat, the winners spend a lot of time trying to keep them. With that in mind, then, we turn to President-elect Trump, who pledged sweeping political and economic changes in this country during the campaign. This is the latest installment of a recurring series we're calling The Big Promise. And we've got no idea, obviously, whether President-elect Trump is going to be able to deliver on those promises, but we can explore what it's going to take for him to try. Today, candidate Trump's promise to bring back American steel jobs. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams visited a steel town in southwest Illinois.
The United Steelworkers Union Hall in Granite City, Illinois, like the steel industry here, has been around for decades. The wooden stairs creak, and the building is full of old posters and memorabilia. Dan Simmons, president of Steelworkers Local 1899, points out an old notice board he found.
American Alliance of Iron, Steel, and Tin Workers, which I believe is 1930-something. Wow. This was down in the basement.
A couple of streets away is the steel mill. It's so big, it feels like a city unto itself. Mountains of raw materials, weathered buildings that stretch for blocks, rows of parking spaces that once were full of cars, but not right now.
It looks like a ghost town.
That's because hundreds of steel workers here have been laid off in recent years.
But actually, we have currently about 437 members working. And at a brief time, those people weren't working. And then you've seen tumbleweeds going through the plant. It's pretty eerie.
President-elect Trump's promises to renegotiate trade deals and bring back manufacturing jobs resonated in steel towns. Michael Hicks is the director of the Center for Business and Economic Research at Ball State University.
The impact that's felt by even a small disturbance in international trade is very heavy in those communities, but it goes almost unnoticed by the rest of the country.
The union says for every lost steel job in Granite City, seven other jobs are affected. Materials suppliers, the scrap yard, even the donut shop and a renovated gas station across from the mill, they're all feeling the hit. And laid-off steel workers are hard-pressed to find other jobs that pay even half of what their old jobs did. David Holzman lost his job in January after 26 years.
Now, I got hopes for Trump. He's got this infrastructure plan going on, you know, make it in America, this stuff. And I hope he does. I hope he delivers on his promises.
Holzman is skeptical, though. He voted for Hillary Clinton. His union backed her, too. But many of his co-workers latched on to Trump's message. They broke with the United Steelworkers and supported the Republican candidate. I talked to laid-off workers gathering just before a union meeting on the day Trump announced a deal to preserve some jobs at Carrier in Indiana. Trump's supporters, like Scott Naylor, felt validated. But he's not expecting the same for every industry.
I look for it to be more of a policy change instead of him actually getting involved with it personally. He's not going to have the time to do that.
Clinton supporter David Holzman was not impressed.
I think it was a publicity stunt. I'm glad it worked, but he's going to have to do it a whole bunch more times before I'm going to vote for him next time.
And steel workers like Holzman may get their jobs back anyway. That's thanks to an ongoing crackdown on international steel dumping. Again, Dan Simmons, the local union president.
We see the steel prices already increase, and along with that, you're seeing the demand starting to pick up a little bit. So the normal order of business and demand is going to get us back to work.
In fact, just this week, U.S. Steel said it will bring back more than 200 jobs at the Granite City site by mid-February. Michael Hicks at Ball State says the old days won't be coming back with them because trade is only part of the story. There's automation, increased efficiency.
You could see an uptick in steel jobs. We're just not going to return to the 30,000 or 40,000 person steel towns of Gary, Indiana, or Pittsburgh that we saw 50 or 60 years ago. Those days have passed, and there's no public policy that can bring them back.
Political promises can only go so far. In Granite City, Illinois, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.